There were less than 50 people in the room when two members of the HISD school board and a teacher union president met with the public. The community meeting was sponsored by the River Oaks Area Democratic Women's Club on Tuesday evening. There were about 10 activists in the room holding signs and asking tough questions in support of a group called HISD Parent Advocates. These engaged citizens were trying to find out new information from the HISD board members about its plans for underperforming campuses. They addressed their concerns to board president Rhonda Skillern-Jones. You see, the Texas Education Agency is required by a 2015 law to take over a school district's board or close schools if its campuses receive a fifth straight improvement required rating. 10 schools in HISD, all located primarily in minority communities, have received these bad marks for 5 years in a row now. These chronically underperforming schools are Blackshear, Dogan, Highland Heights, Matting, and Wesley Elementary Schools, Woodson PK 8, Henry Middle School, and Cashmere, Wheatley, and Worthing High Schools. However, another law passed last year provides school districts a 2-year reprieve from being taken over or being forced to close campuses. But the law requires the school district enter into a partnership with other educational organizations, which would temporarily take over the schools. HISD, the state's largest school district, faces this dilemma with a deadline they've known about for months. They must submit their plan for the 10 schools by April 30th. Those plans don't exist yet. Here is Sarah Becker addressing the two school board members on Tuesday night.
Our biggest concern is transparency around this vote that is an attempt to privatize our schools. The TEA has given the board no good choices, but there's always the choice to sue. We feel like that is a choice. And we also feel like one thing that wasn't mentioned tonight is they have to make a decision on these partnerships by April 30th. The contracts aren't public. We're 13 days out. They've been talking about this since January. None of the details of the contracts aren't public, who the partners will be. This is the first we've heard of it tonight. The communities that these schools are in don't know who the partners will be. They literally don't know who will be running their schools next year. That's not right. So we would like to know when the vote will be. And is the community going to have a chance to see the contracts before you vote on them? Those are our two biggest questions.
Board President Skillern-Jones said the school board will be voting on it soon, next week to be exact.
So we will be voting on the 24th on one of those proposals.
Skillern-Jones said the district's administration is currently considering two proposals, but she was hesitant to share more details about the plans, citing legal reasons.
I'm really not sure of the legal ramifications around saying, so I don't want to say, but we do have to.
But previously in the meeting, Skillern-Jones did tell the audience who submitted those two proposals. So after the meeting, HISD Parents Advocates rewound the video they recorded, and then later the group posted live on their Facebook page the names of the potential partnerships: Generations School Network and Energized for STEM Academy. HISD Parent Advocates is mainly two people, Sarah and Ben Becker. They're married, and oftentimes after meetings like this, they go on Facebook Live and give their active audience of more than 2,000 followers an update on what just happened. Here's snippets of the audio from the video they broadcasted Tuesday night on Facebook. Ben is driving. Sarah is holding the camera and helping him navigate the Houston streets.
Oh, man.
Woo! We had a night.
We are just leaving St. Stephen's,
where the Road Women met tonight.
River Oaks Area Democrat Women.
Yes.
And, sorry, these roads are going to be bumpy because we're in the middle of everything. But we
need to get out right now.
Some crazy information that I don't believe that President Rhonda Skillern-Jones was planning to. When we went to clarify and Q&A, she said, oh, I said that. I don't think we're allowed to. I have to check the legal ramifications or something. And
the people in these communities should have heard first.
Absolutely.
Which is what they said they were going to do back in January, and they haven't done.
When we were requesting putting in public information requests to get this information so that the public in these communities could know it. Then Superintendent Richard Carranza yelled at us from the dais and said, you know what, some people want these plans and you're not going to get it. He said, we're going to give it to these communities first. Out of respect for them, we're going to come to their neighborhoods and we're going to tell them what these plans are. And you know what? When they came to those communities, they didn't have their facts straight. They kept changing their presentations from school to school. The little bit of the plans that they put out, you know what happened to them after they put that out and we researched it? They fell apart. TDS, gone. UT Health, gone. And now the back of the napkin job that they're doing isn't because they didn't have time and couldn't have done it right. It's because Richard Carranza drove this thing into the ground. The board let him do it, and now the board is throwing their hands up. Instead of doing the hard work, which is fight the system that they know is racist and discriminatory for the people in their communities, rather than doing the hard work of fight the TEA, they make excuses of why, they don't... have the wherewithal, it's too risky, suing is hard.
Okay. We're going to go
I'm
get
sorry,
a drink.
Really upset. Yeah, we are going to get a drink. We're going to try to post these clips of the information so you can see it for yourself.
Last week, the HISD school board voted 7-1 to waive its own policy, allowing it to approve of these very likely upcoming partnerships after just one reading. The school board president said that would be next week. Special thanks to Indivisible Houston and HISD Parent Advocates, groups that have live-streamed some of the video that you heard in the story. Learn more about HISD Parent Advocates at facebook.com/HISD Parents/. This report was filed by Brandon Moeller for the People's News. I'm Stacey Davis.